For someone who's never heard of it, what was the Weeping Time?
The Weeping Time is the name that was given by African Americans to an event that happened in history in Savannah on March 2nd and March 3rd, 1859. This is the largest slave sale on record as having happened in these United States. And what happened was, a week prior to the slave sale itself, the enslaved people were brought from Darien and St. Simon's Island, Georgia, brought to a former racetrack in Savannah called the Ten Brock Race Course. They were housed there temporarily for a week while they were inspected prior to the sale. Skies were clear in Savannah, as far as the records say. On March 2nd and March 3rd, the slave sale days, the skies opened up and there was torrential rain throughout Savannah all the way through the 2 days. And supposedly, when the last person was sold and stepped down off the auction block, the skies cleared up and the sun came out. So those who were sold, as well as those who were observers, said that God must have been weeping at the horrific slave sale. So hence the name, the Weeping Time.
This year, on the 160th commemoration, the Georgia Historical Society is actually unveiling a plaque on Butler's Island. What's significant about that to you, and what do you think this means for the people who are descendants of the people who were sold in that sale?
The Georgia Historical Society is unveiling a Georgia Historical Society marker on Butler's Island. There are some markers already there, but they were not as, descriptive, especially about the enslaved experience. And it is very significant that this is the 160th anniversary. It's taken a long time for this recognition to come to these people. But I think that it is a good time, because around the country and around the different states and in cities like Savannah and in Charleston, we're beginning to see a recognition of this. When we recognize, we deal with the past. When we just sweep it under the rug, we just actually push it down for another generation, because truth always surfaces. So I think it's a good time to recognize them, even if it is for their ancestors. What it says is we care. Even if it's 160 years later, we care that your ancestors went through this experience.
How will you commemorate Weeping Time, and how do you commemorate Weeping Time?
For the past couple of years, we've been gathering in Savannah, and one of the things that struck me a couple of years ago was the imagery of the fact that it rained torrentially for those 2 days. So I came up with the idea of having umbrellas. You know, if we met at the Georgia Historical Society marker, which is in Savannah, on the anniversary date, and we just said a prayer, we held umbrellas and remembered the people, read their names, just to pay homage to them. So we've been doing that. This year, we're doing something different. We will still have the umbrellas. So this year, we are going to set out 436 chairs as an empty chairs memorial to the 436 who are listed for sale in Savannah, the Weeping Time. So this is going to be a temporary memorial. We're going to set the chairs out there. We'll have our event around it, and then it will be dismantled. It's just a nod to those who were sold. And it's more importantly a nod to all of us. They're not here, but some of the people in the audience invariably are going to be descendants who don't even know it.